Well, it is late April 2026 here in North Texas, and I think we can all breathe a collective sigh of relief.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, the blue bonnets are out. Tax season is finally, thankfully, in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, good riddance to that.
Right. And the spring real estate market is just in full swing right now. So Welcome to today's deep dive. We are really glad you're here with us.
We have a lot to cover today, a massive stack of data to get through.
We really do. So here is the mission for today's deep dive. We are looking at a mountain of localized real estate data. I mean, specifically, we've got the North Texas Real Estate Information Systems, the NTREA's reports for March, and the entire first quarter of 2026.
Right, which is just a goldmine of information if you know how to read it.
Exactly. Plus, we've got the current April DFW interest rates and some really fascinating local insights from Pete Realty. So the goal today for you listening is to cut through all of that information overload.
Because there is so much noise out there right now.
So much noise. We're going to decode what it actually costs to borrow money right now, and then we're going to shine a massive spotlight on one very specific, highly fascinating area on the map, which is Montague County.
Yeah, and I want to assure everyone listening, you know, we are not just going to sit here and dryly read spreadsheets at you.
No, please, we'd all fall asleep.
Right, exactly. Think of this more like uncovering a hidden treasure map. The data is dense, sure, but it points to some incredible, actionable opportunities, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or honestly, just understand what on earth is happening with the North Texas economy right now.
It's a wild time. So let's just start with the macro picture, the fuel for the whole engine, right? Let's demystify these April 2026 interest rates.
Yeah, the cost of capital. It dictates everything else.
Exactly. So looking at the DFW market right now, for a 30-year conventional loan, we're seeing base rates sitting between 5.99% and 6.30%.
Right. And just to clarify for everyone, that assumes a buyer with a credit score of, you know, 680 or higher, putting down at least 3%.
Okay, so that's the baseline. And if you drop down to a 15-year conventional loan, the base rate dips pretty nicely. It goes down to 5.37% to 5.75%.
Which is fantastic if your primary goal is just building equity as fast as humanly possible.
But I want to unpack that really quickly. Let's say you're taking out a hypothetical loan, right?
Yeah.
You choose the 15-year over the 30-year. I mean, 5.37% versus 5.99%. It doesn't sound like a massive difference on paper.
It doesn't, no. It sounds like a rounding error to a lot of people.
Right. But how does that actually play out over a decade?
It fundamentally changes the math of your life. I mean, when you compress that repayment window down to 15 years and you have that slightly lower rate, the amount of your monthly payment that actually goes toward the part of the house you actually own it skyrockets.
So you're not just paying the bank for the privilege of borrowing money.
Exactly. In a 30-year conventional at 6%, for those first 10 years, you're basically just renting the money.
Mm.
Most of your payment is pure interest. But with the 15-year, you are attacking that principal balance aggressively from day one. You're building real wealth.
Okay, that makes sense. Conventional loans are straightforward. But here is where I'm looking at this rate sheet, and I'm honestly getting a little confused.
Let's hear it.
So I'm looking at the FHA loans, the Federal Housing Administration loans.
Right.
And the 30-year FHA base rate is listed at 5.38% to 5.8%.
Yep, that's what's on the sheet.
And the 15-year FHA is dropping down to 5.15% to 5.40%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because we are always told, you know, growing up, reading personal finance books, that conventional loans are the gold standard.
Right, the holy grail of mortgages.
Exactly. But if I have a lower credit score, the FHA is offering me a lower base rate, 5.38%, than a conventional loan, which is up near 6%.
Yeah.
What is the catch here? Why wouldn't I just take the FHA loan every single time?
It's a great question. And it's where so many people get trapped. Mm-hmm. You have to look past the base rate and look at the APR.
The annual percentage rate.
Exactly. The base rate is just the raw cost of the money. But the FHA isn't just giving you cheap money out of the goodness of their hearts. They require mortgage insurance premiums.
Ah, okay.
And it's heavy. There is an upfront premium, usually 1.75% of the total loan amount, and then an annual premium that gets tacked onto your monthly payment.
Oh, wow. So you're paying it twice, essentially.
You're paying upfront and every single month. And unlike conventional loans, where you can drop the insurance once you hit 20% equity, FHA mortgage insurance usually stays on a loan for the entire 30 years.
That is brutal.
It is. So when you calculate the APR, the true total cost of that loan, the seemingly cheap FHA loan, suddenly spikes up to an APR of 6.10 to 6.49%.
Wait, really?
Yeah. While the conventional loan, even with a higher base rate, has an APR of just 6.16 to 6.37%.
So the conventional loan is actually cheaper in reality.
Way cheaper over the long run. The FHA looks cheaper on the surface, but the hidden costs completely change the reality for the typical buyer.
Okay, so we've established that the cost of borrowing money right now is, well, it's significant, and it's standardized across the whole Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Right. The banks don't care what zip code you live in when they set the national rates.
But, and this is the crucial part, what that money actually buys you varies wildly depending on which county line you cross.
Oh, absolutely. It's a completely fractured landscape out there.
Yeah, let's pull back and look at the broader North Texas landscape using the intraday's March 2026 data. Because the DFW Arlington statistical area is massive.
It's huge.
And it is not a uniform market at all, is it?
Not even close.
Yeah.
You really can't make blanket statements about the DFW market right now.
Well, let's look at some contrasting county data to set a baseline here. So up near the border, Cook County saw a really slight dip in new listings in March, just down 2.2%.
Pretty stable.
Right. But then you look over at Hunt County and they saw a massive drop, a 19.2% drop in new listings.
Which is staggering.
Why are two counties in the same broad geographic area behaving so differently?
Well, it's about who actually lives there and why. Hunt County became this massive overflow valve during the pandemic boom. People pushed out there to find affordable houses and locked in those, you know, 3% interest rates.
Right.
So now nobody in Hunt County wants to sell because if they sell, they lose that 3% rate and have to buy a new house at 6%. They're completely locked in. Hence, the inventory just plummets by 19%.
A lock-in effect.
Exactly. Whereas a place like Cook County has a more established, independent local economy, agricultural roots. Yeah. So the turnover is just more natural and stable.
Okay, so that's the outer edges. Let's look at the urban core. The broader DFW condo market for March 2026. The median price is sitting at $277,000. Mm-hmm. But the wild stat to me is that homes... Well, condos are taking an average of 78 days to sell.
Almost 3 months.
Yeah. I mean, a few years ago, condos were selling in a weekend.
With waived inspections, yeah.
Right. So what does that 78 days tell us?
It tells us the buyer frenzy is dead in the urban core. At $277,000 with a 6% interest rate, buyers are pausing. They are taking their time. They are demanding inspections.
And if they don't like what they see, they just walk away?
They walk away and they rent.
Which brings us to the most mind-blowing stat from the intro. The rental market is just booming right now.
It's exploding.
In March 2026, there were 3,764 single-family lease transactions, and they were averaging $2,534 a month.
Yeah, which is just over $30,000 a year.
30 grand a year, just vanishing. What does this macro data actually mean? Why are people doing this?
It means we have a massive pool of potential buyers who are just sitting on the sidelines. They're terrified of the interest rates. They see condos sitting for 78 days. They see the gridlock in the exurbs, and they're just waiting for market signals.
They're waiting for rates to drop.
Right. But in the meantime, they are willingly bleeding $30,000 a year in rent just for the perceived safety of not buying in a weird market.
So we have all this pressure building up, people paying exorbitant rent in the urban core because they're scared, the exurbs are locked up tight, nobody is selling. What happens to a region when the center just becomes too expensive or too gridlocked?
It's like a balloon. When you squeeze the middle, the air has to go somewhere. Buyers inevitably start pushing outward to the fringes. They start driving until they find leverage.
So if you're a buyer listening to this and you're looking for the absolute best leverage in this fractured map, you need to find the anomaly.
You have to find where the pressure hasn't equalized yet.
And right now, according to the data, the absolute biggest anomaly in North Texas is Montague County.
It is flashing bright red on the spreadsheet. It's wild.
It really is. So let's zoom in on Montague County. This is the buyer's paradise we promised you. Let's look at the shocking statistics from the Q1 and March 2026 entry reports.
Let's do it.
In March, while other counties were losing inventory, new listings in Montague County exploded by 39%.
39%.
Almost a 40% jump in new houses hitting the market. And for the first quarter overall, homes for sale hit 201, which is up 15.5%.
So there's suddenly just a flood of inventory.
But this next stat is the one that really matters. The Q1 month supply of inventory in Monadie County is sitting at 10.8 months, up 9.1%.
We really need to spend some time on that metric because month supply of inventory is the Rosetta Stone of real estate data.
Please break it down for us. Because yeah. I think people hear 10 months of supply and it just sounds like jargon.
Sure. So imagine if not a single new house was listed in Montague County starting today. Nobody puts a sign in their yard.
Okay. Zero new houses.
Right. Based on the current pace that buyers are actually buying homes, it would take almost 11 full months to sell out the current inventory of those 201 houses.
Wow.
Yeah. And to put that in perspective, a perfectly balanced market where neither the buyer nor the seller has a real advantage is typically 4 to 6 months of supply.
Okay. So 4 to 6 is normal.
Right. Anything under 4 months is a seller's market. That's when you see bidding wars. But pushing nearly 11 months of supply, that is deep, deep into buyer's market territory.
Okay, so being a buyer in Montague County right now, it's like showing up to a massive buffet, right? Right as they bring out a fresh tray of absolutely everything, but you look around and you realize you are literally the only person in line.
That is the perfect analogy.
You can take your time, you can inspect every single dish, and nobody's rushing you to make a plate.
Exactly. And because nobody is rushing you, we see the next big stat. The Q1 days on market is up to 111 days.
111 days.
Yeah, 4.7%. So homes are just sitting there for almost 4 months.
Okay, so let's extrapolate this a bit because there is a psychology to this. Imagine you are the seller.
Oh, it's painful for the seller.
Your house has been sitting on the market perfectly clean every single day for 111 days. What does 3.5 months of literally zero offers do to your mindset?
It completely breaks your resolve. I mean, at first you're confident, right? But by month three, you're exhausted. You're questioning everything. You just want to move on with your life.
And how does that empower the buyer?
It gives the buyer ultimate negotiating power. Because the seller isn't fielding three other offers. The seller's just praying you don't walk away.
Yeah.
So as a buyer, you can ask for the moon. You can ask for closing costs, repairs, massive price drops.
Which perfectly transitions us into the pricing paradox in Montague County. Because when you look at the financial realities of this anomaly, it is fascinating.
The dam is breaking on prices out there.
It really is. In March, the median sales price in Montague was down 9.4%.
Wow.
And for Q1 overall, the median sales price was $262,875. That's down 4.4% year over year.
Right. The prices are actively sliding backward.
And the Q1 average sales price is sitting around $297,800. But here's the kicker, and this ties exactly into what you were just saying about the seller's mindset.
Yep.
The Q1% of original list price received is 93.0%.
That is a massive number.
So sellers are consistently taking a 7% haircut off their original list price.
Exactly. You have to connect the dots here between that 10.8 months of supply and that 7% haircut. Sellers are capitulating. They are throwing their hands up and saying, fine, take 20 grand off the price, just buy the house.
Just end the pain.
Right. But here's the thing that confuses people. You would think a market where prices are dropping and homes sit for 100 days is just dead, right?
Like Hunt County, completely frozen.
Exactly. But in Montague County, Q1 closed sales actually increased by 19%.
Wait, really?
Yeah. 50 homes closed in the first quarter. Even though March itself was flat, the quarter saw a huge jump in actual transactions.
So sales are happening.
They are absolutely happening.
Yeah.
But they're only happening when the sellers finally capitulate to the new pricing reality. Buyers are waiting them out, getting the discount, and then pulling the trigger.
Okay, let's combine segment one and segment four here to really illustrate this for you listening.
I love doing this. Let's run the scenario.
Okay, so imagine you're a buyer. You decide to use that 30-year FHA loan we talked about earlier.
The one with the 5.38% base rate.
Right. and you go to Montague County to buy that median price home at $262,000,
Right.
with the seller likely taking 7% off the top and probably covering some of your closing costs because they are desperate.
Which helps offset that upfront FHA mortgage insurance premium we talked about.
Exactly. The barrier to entry here is shockingly accessible compared to the rest of the Metroplex. I mean, you are getting a sizable piece of property for a monthly payment that is probably way less than that $2,500 average rent people are throwing away in Dallas.
It's an incredible financial play. You're trading rent for equity at a massive geographic discount.
But, and this is a massive but,
huge caveat coming.
Buying a home in a rural high inventory area like Montague County, it is not like buying a cookie cutter condo in downtown Dallas.
Not at all. It's a completely different sport.
You need a completely different type of guidance. You can't just hire your cousin who sells luxury high rises in Victory Park to help you buy 40 acres in Montague.
No, they will get you into so much trouble out there.
Which brings us to the boots on the ground reality. I want to introduce our listeners to Pete Realty and talk about why rural expertise is non-negotiable here.
Absolutely essential.
So Pete Realty is run by David Pete. He's got over 10 years of experience helping clients buy and sell in North Texas.
A lot of local knowledge.
Right. Their office is located at 1225 Cardinal Way in Aubrey, Texas. You can reach them at 214-287-0009. And their mantra is, real estate made real easy.
Which is exactly what you want when navigating a weird market.
But here is the detail in their profile that really caught my eye. It says David and his wife raise British white cattle and they care for retired Tennessee walkers.
The horses.
Right. Horses that spent their years on the North Texas LBJ Grasslands Trail System.
Yeah.
Now, okay, I have to push back here a little bit.
Go for it.
Raising British white cattle and caring for retired horses. I mean, that sounds like a beautiful, idyllic life.
It really does.
But why on earth does that make David a better real estate agent for me? I'm trying to buy a house, not start a petting zoo.
I get that. It sounds like a hobby, right?
Mm.
But out in Montague County, that background is your greatest asset as a buyer.
How so?
Because a traditional suburban agent might be great at evaluating school districts or HOA rules, but Montague County has a ton of farm, ranch, and just general spread out acreage.
Right, lots of land.
And rural real estate involves incredibly complex physical and legal elements that a suburban agent will completely miss.
Okay, give me some examples. What are they missing?
Well, let's start with the soil. A city agent doesn't care about dirt. But out there, soil quality dictates everything. Do you have sandy loam, or do you have deep, expansive clay that's going to shift your foundation every summer?
Oh, wow. I wouldn't even think to ask that.
Exactly. And what about water? You aren't hooking up to the city water line. You're on well water.
Right, you need your own supply.
So you need an agent who knows how to evaluate well water rights. Who knows to ask, how deep is the pump? What's the gallon per minute flow rate? Has the aquifer dropped in the last 5 years?
Because if the well is dry, the house is worthless.
Exactly. And the same goes for septic systems. Is it an aerobic system or an anaerobic system? Because aerobic systems require ongoing maintenance contracts with the county. If you buy a house with a lapsed contract, you are suddenly on the hook for massive fines.
Oh, man.
A cattle rancher knows this stuff instinctively. They know how to evaluate outbuildings. They know how to check the tension on perimeter fencing to see if it'll actually hold livestock. You need that keen eye for the land, not just the house.
And what about taxes? I always hear people out there talking about ag exemptions.
Yes. Agricultural exemptions are the most important financial tool in rural Texas real estate. They could drop your property taxes from thousands of dollars a year down to practically nothing.
Just for having some cows?
Well, see, that's the trap. A bad agent will tell you, oh, just put a couple of goats on it and you'll get the exemption.
Mm-hmm.
But the county appraisal districts are ruthless.
They actually check.
They audit you. You have to meet specific animal unit to acreage ratios. And if you buy a property that currently has an exemption and you fail to maintain it, the county can hit you with a rollback tax.
Wait, what is a rollback tax?
They literally charge you the full unexempted taxes for the past 3 to 5 years plus interest all at once.
That would bankrupt someone.
It ruins people. That is exactly why having an agent who personally runs cattle is invaluable. They know the county's exact requirements. They protect you from buying into a tax nightmare.
Okay, you've completely sold me on the cattle thing. That makes total sense. It's not just a real estate transaction. It's a livelihood shift.
It's an ecosystem you're buying into.
Hmm.
The draw of the LBJ grasslands, that North Texas country lifestyle, it's highly emotional.
Hmm.
But you have to underpin that emotion with bulletproof rural expertise.
Right. So let's talk about strategic moves for the listener. Because Pete Realty doesn't just help buyers. They offer specific services to help navigate this exact 2026 market for sellers, too.
And sellers need the help right now, given that 10-month inventory backlog.
They really do. So they provide estimated selling prices for current homeowners. And crucially, they advise on investments that improve market value and yield a strong return on investment.
ROI.
Right. So let's apply this to the Montague County data. If you are a seller listening to this and you are facing 111 days on the market and 11 months of competition,
you're sweating.
You are. You can't just throw a sign in the yard and hope for the best. How do you stand out?
You have to be strategic. And this is where that ROI advice is critical. In the suburbs, a seller might update the kitchen countertops to granite to get a quick sale.
Right. Make it look pretty.
Out in Montague County, a rural buyer might not care about the countertops. They care about infrastructure.
So what are the high ROI investments out there?
Fence repairs. If your perimeter fence is falling down, a buyer with horses is going to walk away immediately. It's too much work. Fixing that fence might cost a few grand, but it protects your list price from getting slashed.
What else?
A new roof. Or grading the driveway. A long gravel driveway that's full of potholes is a massive red flag for a buyer. Bringing in a load of crushed concrete and smoothing it out completely changes their first impression.
So it's about practical, functional improvements.
Exactly. Modernizing a kitchen is nice, but ensuring the septic is pumped and the outbuildings are structurally sound, that's the only way you beat that 93% list price receive average we talked about earlier.
You have to eliminate all the rural red flags for the buyer before they even pull up.
That's how you win in a high inventory market.
And I want to remind everyone listening, you don't have to just take our word for all this data. You can find all these Entrise market reports themselves right on Pete Realty's website.
It's all public data if you know where to look.
Right. Go to PeteRealty.com. You can track the data in real time, watch the inventory levels in your specific area, and make an informed decision.
Highly recommend doing that.
So let's tie this all up. Let's summarize this perfect storm we've uncovered today.
It really is a perfect storm.
We've got interest rates that are manageable but complex, right? You really have to watch the APR on those FHA loans.
They'll get fooled by the base rate.
Exactly. We've got an absolute massive glut of inventory sitting out in Montague County, 11 months of supply.
A true buyer's market.
Median prices are falling, sellers are capitulating, taking 7% haircuts, and we've established the absolute necessity of having an agriculturally savvy expert, like David Pete, in your corner to navigate the physical and tax realities of rural land.
You are armed with the reality of April 2026. You just have to decide if you're going to keep sitting on the sidelines or if you're going to make a move.
Which leaves us with a final provocative thought for you to mull over.
I love these.
As remote work continues to solidify, and it is solidifying, and as these interest rates just sort of find their new normal around 6%, are we witnessing the permanent redefinition of the suburb?
It's a huge question.
If places with wide open spaces like Montague County become the new commuter towns for people who only have to drive into Dallas twice a month, what happens to the culture?
The whole dynamic changes.
What happens to the cattle, the farms, and the quiet when the metroplex inevitably swallows the countryside whole? It's a fascinating shift to watch.
It really is. The map is being redrawn as we speak.
It is. Well, thank you so much for taking the plunge on today's deep dive with us.
Always a pleasure to go through the numbers.
We hope this gave you some serious leverage for your next move. We will catch you on the next one.